Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hiya, here we are again. Guess what? Story times are back. I had my first story time last Wednesday. It was so amazing. I love story times. So if you haven't heard yet, here's a story time schedule. At Orange, they are Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:30. At the Main Branch, Wednesdays at 10:30. At Ostrander, Thursdays at 11. At Powell, Fridays at 10:30. So definitely check it out. They're all outside and no masks are required, but make sure you bring blankets or chairs. Okay, so we have an interview today. I was not thinking at all and forgot to change my setting so that Skype would pick up my fancy microphone. So it sounds pretty terrible on my end, I'm just gonna confess. Most people won't notice, but, you know, I'm a voiceover artist and those things really, really bother me. So the interview is a little bit long because, you know, audiobooks. Take a listen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. As most of you know, today is an interview day because last time it was just me solo. And today we're welcoming back George Morrison, or as most people say, Mr. George. How you doing, Mr. George?
I am busy good. It is hopping and bopping in the library. It's so good to see folks back in the library and asking great questions. It's a good time.
Yes, it is. Today was our first time doing story time outside. So folks, 10:30 on Wednesdays outside at the Main Branch is when we do our story times. And Mr. George is featured next week, actually. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
I did it for the first time today, and it was pretty incredible, to be honest. It's like old times.
Yes, as much as we love to share stories and it's good for families and children, it also is very good for library staff soul. I'll tell you, it really to see their joy and to see their smiles and to see little eyes light up as they're learning is a joy for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right, so the subject today is audiobooks, and Mr. George and I have no idea what he has planned. He has a whole thing planned and I don't know what it is.
Surprises.
It's going to be great. So what you got for me, Mr. George?
Well, I wanted to talk about audiobooks because I've often been inspired by one of my good buddies, Mary Berkey. She is a retired and enjoying it school librarian for life. And she is very active in the Audio Awards, which is an audiobook award that's done annually, and it's put on by the Audio Publishers Association. My friend Mary also does reviews for Booklist and other review resources, but she is such an advocate for audiobooks for children and adults to enjoy. And it reminds me of how important they are and can be when we share them through, you know, wonderful sources like your podcast, Annie. And when we're at the information desk, we just love to say, hey, have you tried audiobooks? Because we get that, I've never read a book I like, or I don't like to read, or it's one of those keys we use a lot, those keywords of, hey, audiobooks, have you tried those out? No, I haven't. And sometimes it starts folks on a journey they never realized that they'd enjoy. So I wanted to share the Audio Awards, which is available at audiopub.org. And annually they share audiobooks of the year, best audio dramas, best audio memoirs, best narrator, lots of different things from nonfiction, like best personal business development audiobook. And it's kind of a combination of a good resource, like the material, but also the audiobook reader, the narrator, the performer, which of course Annie has some great experience with her audio work, so she has some great ideas to share as well. Fantasy books, faith-based nonfiction and fiction, a lot of lists. I highly suggest taking a look. And I did myself. I dug into some of the audiobooks that really looked interesting to me. One I enjoyed from the sci-fi realm was the Chaos Rising book by Timothy Zahn. And I really enjoyed this book because it's exciting. It encompasses the Star Wars world, and then it really goes deep into this Thrawn character. And for Star Wars fans, it's kind of like a character study of one aspect of Star Wars. So it doesn't feel as grandiose because it really focuses on one character, which I thought was really well done in the audiobook, which is available on Libby through Overdrive on the Delaware Library website. That was one of the, I dove into one of their selections for the Audi Awards. I really liked that. Do you have any favorites, Annie, or favorite resources you like to share for audiobooks?
Yeah, so I love the Audi Awards. It's a really, really awesome resource. But I kind of keep a list of favorite narrator.
Oh.
Because I do most of my reading through audiobooks because I have a commute and I'm, you know, whenever I go visit my parents or family, whatever, I'm always listening to an audiobook. Mm. And even when I'm washing dishes, like I'll turn on Libby and listen to the audiobook that I have there. I listen to audio. So what I have found is that a narrator can make or break the story.
Oh, true.
They can make or break the story. And so I have a list of favorite narrators.
Mm.
Sometimes what I'll do when, you know, a lot of times depending on the weather or time of year or, you know, one audiobook will lead me to another audiobook. But sometimes I don't know what I'm looking for. And so I will look up audiobooks by the narrator and go, oh, that sounds interesting. So I will listen to that book just to, you know, shake things up a little bit too, because sometimes I will find books that I would not have even come on my radar had it not been for that narrator. And so
interesting.
Yeah, so that's one way that I do audiobooks is like, oh, this narrator is amazing. So I'm going to look up his or her other works.
That is so true. A good parallel is, you know, some folks really like an actor and they will follow that actor like, oh, Goldie Hawn, I love all her stuff, you know, or another actor. And they'll just watch all their movies. And for some folks, I've heard them say, the movie was terrible, but they were great in it. My favorite actor was so good in it. They can make, a material even better, or they enhance it by your association with them if you enjoy their work. So I guess that's similar for audiobook, you know, narrators as well. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how I do it. That's how it gets done in my house.
Fun.
Yeah. So what about you, George? Who's one of your favorite narrators?
Well, I have often enjoyed Benedict Cumberbatch's stuff primarily because he does some various things and he's done nonfiction. He has done classic fiction like Sherlock Holmes and the audiobook versions, not only the Sherlock show, which made it very intriguing because you really get enveloped in his Sherlock. And I've often enjoyed that, of course. And one I've really gotten into, Danny DeVito has done some audiobooks. And he recently did the book, The One and Only Bob. And I just thought it was so hilarious because we as adults associate Danny DeVito with comedy and adult movies, adult oriented comedy and or TV shows. And for him to really share his rasp and his voice and lend it to a character as a narrator, but also he played the character in the movie, the one and only Ivan, the recent Disney movie. So again, that makes that association, you know, with an actor and a creator, and it really makes it really fun because you can see his face as he's reading and narrating. I really love that. And one of my favorite, I hate to say all time, but one of my more modern all-time favorites was the Charlotte's Web all-cast audio featuring Meryl Streep.
Ooh.
It was not only full cast is a rare bird, but it featuring Meryl Streep was just the icing on the cake. And she read it as if, you know, I'm almost certain I've never read an interview, but when you hear her, you can almost feel that she has read this book so many times, either to herself or to family or friends. And you can really hear that. You can really hear that in their inflection and how they know the words. And I know, Annie, with your background and recording, you know, you worked so hard to think about, you know, how to reflect a word or say a word, or, you know, to think about dialects and, you know, and those type of words are so powerful, but also the way you say those words is so important. And those are a couple of my favorites that I go to. It's if for families or for adults even, like, hey, you need something funny, you know, something that's humorous, but you want to share with children or just by yourself. Those two books, the One and Only Bob and Charlotte's Web, are really, really great.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. I love full casts.
Yes.
I like full casts, and I like when it's from a dual perspective, there are two characters. I like that they have more than one narrator, you know, mm-hmm. a narrator for each character. Mm-hmm. I found that with the Ember and the Ashes series, which is a young adult series, and it had Fiona Hardingham, who is fabulous, and mm-hmm. West, who is just amazing. He's so good. Like, there are some from the recording perspective, from the narrator perspective, it's you have to embody each character. Sometimes people think, oh, you just sit and read and like record yourself reading. It's like, no. A good narrator is embodying each character, right? I took some acting classes specifically for narrators, and it's like our job is hard because you have to, no one can see you, but you also have to be everybody. You don't have one part, you have all of the parts.
Wow.
And so it's like, it's way, like, so when you find a narrator that you can connect with, you know, it's because they are embodying all of these characters. Like, they're able to translate those feelings and all kinds of things. I could go on and on, so I won't. but I did want to ask you, because I know that this is a question that comes up a lot. Audiobooks is cheating.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. And rather than reacting, I usually give, you know, information and saying that, you know, when I hear that, I'll go, it is wonderful storytelling. And to read is to jump into a story. And also, chemically and medically, when we're hearing a story and reading a story, our minds are reacting very similar and we're processing information. So that listening skill and that reading skill go hand in hand together. When we're reading, it's as if we are, you know, having an inner dialogue or inner monologue with ourselves, and we're listening to ourselves, you know, transport ourselves through words. And audiobooks do that as well, similarly to graphic novels and comic books, that they are sharing a story, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And again, graphically, they've scanned folks' brains that they are just as active with audiobooks and you know, comic books and graphic novels as books in print. And that relaying and experiencing those stories in different mediums like that, it makes them all important. And I'm so proud to see in schools and in universities for multi-ages that they are encouraging children and adults and others to say, hey, you know, there's an audiobook option. And in fact, my kids, I'm so proud of their educators. They're saying, make sure to read 20 minutes a day. That can be an audiobook and a comic book or graphic novel. And I just go, oh, it's so good to hear. Yeah. And it's great that they're loosening and breaking that stigma of cheating, that word cheating. And I rather like to think it's an experience, and just like reading in a different way. So I think that is such a powerful tool, especially for children that and adults that have sight impairment. Or have visual processing challenges, which is more common than most people are diagnosed. So that's one reason why some children and adults just say, oh, I don't like to read. It's because it's exhausting. Their minds they process, you know, reading and print differently than most folks. So it's a wonderful option out there. So cheating is a word I try to avoid, because I like to use those powerful and empowering words of experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember at a time, this is a long time ago before I was in libraries, but I used to think audiobooks is cheating. And really, it's audiobooks that got me back into reading.
Oh, because, wow.
Yeah, for a time, I thought that if I wasn't reading something at my age level, this is right after college, then I shouldn't be reading. Mm. I know, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was like I shouldn't be reading because I'm not reading at my age level or whatever. And I got into libraries and started training and, you know, started seeing how audiobooks can get you into reading and how it helps with concentration. And, you know, some people are visual learners, some people are audio learners. And I, you know, like my brother is an audio learner. He would, you know, when my parents would read to us at night, he would be drawing. And at first they're like, what are you doing? You know, you're not paying attention. But then they realized that's how he makes that connection. Mm. He would be drawing what it is that one of my parents was reading.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
Yeah, it was an eye-opening experience.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, audiobooks helped me get back into reading, and getting back into reading what it is that I loved. Mm. Because, you know, it doesn't, obviously there are mature themes, you have to be aware of that when your kids are small, but there's no like reading level, right? I love kids' books. I read them, I could read them all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Audiobooks. So yeah, the reason why I said, you know, audiobooks is cheating is because I hear them, you know? I hear that audiobooks is cheating, and it's just not the case. And so we are always gonna advocate for audiobooks.
That's right. We're all different, and it's just getting the word out there, and regardless of medium, is always wonderful, especially for perspective. I had recently done a story time during Asian Pacific American Month, and I featured one of my good friends who specializes in Chinese folklore and storytelling, and that kind of inspired me to continue that journey. And I recently read Ghosts of Gold Mountain, which I did the audiobook version because I really loved how my friend Yining Ling, how she told the stories. And I was like, well, I love reading books, but how she told them was so personal to her because it's part of her heritage. And for me, reading a book with folk or fairy tales is important, but also hearing her with her passion behind the words and her knowledge of the stories made me think of this book, Ghosts of Gold Mountain. And it's on Hoopla. And I really liked it because the author, David Shee, narrator, David Shee, you could hear the inflection, you could hear the passion behind it, because he is of Asian Pacific Islander heritage. So you could feel that connection within the story. And the book's written by Gordon Chang, and the author does a wonderful job sharing the story of how Chinese workers on the Transcontinental Railroad really, really helped combine the continent, and how their unsung journey, and how so much information was either hidden or not praised comparatively, but the stories that they were able to unearth, and the history and the factual information and oral history through Chinese Americans, it was just astounding. And what I loved about it was, again, David Shee having that connection and having that personal connection. Hearing it through their voice, not through my vision, not through me just reading the book, it feels like it's an interpretation and very personal. So you're right. That's the power of audiobooks. As we listen to children's audiobooks, it reminds us of the importance of childhood and the importance of reminding ourselves of age and how children grow, but also we adults, we forget the importance of childhood joy and childhood thought processes, mm-hmm. and how we can slow down and look at the butterflies flying. It's just reminding ourselves that it's okay for us, we adults, to slow down and enjoy those small things that we used to enjoy as children. And that can be a healthy thing. So it's one of those powers of audiobooks for any age, really.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Love it. Well, do you have any last closing thoughts?
Well, yeah. One thing I love to tell patrons is when I, share something else, I'll say, hey, tell me if you like it, or if you didn't like it, tell me too. Tell me why you didn't like it. And as Annie and I, we do a lot of reader's advisory, and that's like being a book detective, trying to connect books with folks and their interests. And similar to audiobooks, you can say, oh, I didn't like that narrator. I'll go, all right, I'll find a different narrator for you that you might like. Similar to how you said, Annie, you find a narrator that you really enjoy. And it's like, well, you didn't like Cumberbatch? I'm going to find you a narrator that you like, to a patron. So it makes it a fun joy. So we always appreciate honesty at the information desk. Reference Services is, we try to get the whole story. And to get that story, we'll ask you questions, and we love honest answers because it helps us help you. So out there in library land. So that's, I guess that would be my closing thoughts for audiobooks. Yeah. Be honest and tell us what you like.
Tell us what you like. Yes. Yeah, perfect. That's perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming on, George.
Well, thank you, Annie, and I appreciate your expertise in the library, and I know a lot of patrons appreciate your perspective and sharing the joy of reading.
Believe it or not, Mr. George and I do get things done in the office. We share an office, and no, we don't talk about audiobooks all day long, although we could. Thanks to Andrea for reaching out and giving me suggestions. I love hearing from listeners. So if you have a suggestion or comments or concern, email me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. This is Annie Pasma, and you are listening to What to Read Wednesdays with Annie. Thank you for tuning in.